愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
圣经里面用很多不同的比喻啊，来描写一个信徒。
The Bible uses a lot of analogy to describe believers.
那今天我们从圣经来查考啊，种在溪水旁的一棵树。
Today, for our mutual encouragement, let's learn from the topic "Tree planted beside the water."
啊，每一个信徒。在神的面前好像一棵树。
Each believer is like a tree in front of God.
那神对这棵树有什么期待？
And what does God expect of this tree?
好，我们先来看诗篇的第一篇。
Let's first turn to First Psalm.
诗篇的第一篇。
First Psalm.
第一篇的第二节
Psalm chapter 1 verse 2 Verse 2 But his delight is in the law of the Lord And in his law he meditates day and night
第三节
Verse 3 He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water That brings forth its fruit in its season Whose leaf also shall not wither And whatever he does shall prosper
这个第一篇在描写两种人。
So this first psalm, it describes two types of people.
第一个是恶人。
First is wicked person.
那第二个是属神的人。
And second is the people who belong to God.
我们活在这个世界上要怎么来生活。
And how should we live our lives in this world?
这个第一节就讲不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
In verse 1, it talks about walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
这个计谋就是在头脑里面的。
And this counsel, these are schemes that's inside the head.
所以我们头脑思想里面不要有罪的想法。
So in our minds, let's not ponder about sin.
那不占罪人的道路。
And here it says, nor stand in the path of sinners.
这个道路就是要走的啊，所以在道路上就是一种行动，不要有犯罪的行动。
And so a path is for people to walk on that, is referring to action. And so it's saying that we should not act out sins.
那不坐亵慢人的座位。
And here also says, nor sit in the seat of the scornful.
你看我们在礼拜六来聚会差不多谁坐哪里都习惯了。
And when we come to church on the Saturday, we have our usual spots.
所以不要有犯罪的习惯。
So we shall not have a habit of sinning.
所以做一个属神的人不要想罪的事情不要有罪的行动不要有犯罪的习惯。
And so as a person who belongs to God, we should not think about sinful things, nor act out sinful things, or have a habit of sinning.
但是更重要就是第二节跟第三节。
But more importantly is verse 2 and 3.
要喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想。
That we need to delight in the law of the Lord and meditate it day and night.
我们来教会聚会教会是什么？
When we come to church, well, what is church?
教会不是会堂。
The church is not the chapel.
教会是坐在会堂里面这一群人。
The church is the people, the congregation who is sitting inside the chapel.
那这一群人是主耶稣的身体。
And these group of people is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者，是神所充满的。
Is filled by the one who fills it all.
所以当我们来教会的时候，我们看到一群人。
So when we come to church, we see a group of people.
但是那看不见的神就充满在我们里面。
But God who is invisible is among us.
那我们现在想我们自己
So let's think about ourselves.
如果我们十点半到教会来。
If we arrive at church at 10:30,
三点半离开教会
，and we leave the church at 3:30,
这五个钟头我们都接触周围的人
And within this 5 hours, we communicate with the people around us.
那我们常常聚完会之后，我们对周围的人有很多的感受跟评论。
And after the day is over, we have feelings towards these people.
因为人是看得见的。
Because we can see these people.
借着动作，借着讲话，我们有很多的感受跟回应。
Through talking, interaction, there's a lot of reaction.
但是问题就是当我们这个五个小时安息日聚会完，我们可以不可以讲得出来我对神新的感受、新的认识、对我生命新的更新，这个是最重要的。
But the question is, after this 5 hours at church, can we talk about, can we express the feeling we have for God?
所以在教会里面，如果真的要感受神，就要用心。
So within the church, if we want to feel God, we have to put our heart into it.
那用心来亲近神，我们就对神有新的认识、新的感受，生命有新的更新。
And so if we put our heart into it, then we will have new experiences with God and new renewals.
所以肉体我们聚集在一起，这个很好，但是我们很专心来追求神。
So it's good for us to physically all gather together, but more importantly, we should all pursue after God.
如果我们的生命跟神是连在一起的，
if our life is connected with God,
我们不管周围的人怎么变化，我们不会离开神。
It doesn't matter how the people around us change, we will not leave God.
但是我们的信仰常常随着周围人的变化，我们的信仰就变化。
But oftentimes our faith is changed when other people change.
这个表示我们对那个看不见的神，那个关系不是很深入。
And which will show that our relationship with God is not that strong.
所以我们很容易被周围看得见的人影响。
So that we're easily influenced by the people who we can see.
那我们要怎么样来体验来亲近这个看不见的神。
So how can we come to experience this God who we cannot see?
所以第二节就讲喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想。
So in verse 2 it says, delight in the law of the Lord and meditate it day and night.
这个两句话是连在一起的。
So this is one phrase.
我有没有喜爱神的话？
Do I delight in the law of the Lord?
有时候我们自己不知道，我怎么知道我有没有喜爱神的话？
Well, do How do I know if I delight in the law of the Lord?
下一句就是昼夜思想。
And that is whether if you meditate it day and night.
如果我喜爱神的话，有时候我不但在聚会在查稿，我回到家还会想，今天里面有哪一节圣经节，到底什么意思？我好像不是很明白。
So if we truly delight in the law of the Lord, we would not only listen to the words of God within the chapel, but after services, we will still think about the words of God.
就是像好多人很喜爱新的产品。
Just like how many people like new products.
就一直在等待，有那什么新的电话会出来，什么新的款式的衣服会出来。
They might wait for these new phones or new clothing.
所以就常常在网络里面去想去 check 到底是不是有在 on sale.
So while they're browsing the internet, they might often go on these sites to check if these products are on sale.
那我们如果真的很喜欢神的话，我们会常常想要读神的话。
And if we truly delight in the law of God, we will often read his words.
会常常白天晚上就开车的时候，甚至在公司上班，偶尔也会想到神的话。
And during the day and night, even when we're driving or even when we're at work, we'll think of God's words.
那为什么一个人会喜爱神的话？
So why would someone delight in the words of God?
当然原因很多。
There may be many reasons.
我们来看诗篇的119篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇的119篇。
Psalm 119.
97节。
Verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day.
这个作诗的人讲完全一样。我何等爱慕你的律法，终夜不住的思想。所以爱慕就会思想。
So this is what the psalmist says, that he loves God's law, and that's why he meditates it all the day.
那98节以后就在讲神的话会带给我们什么好处。
And verse 98 onwards tells about what benefits does the word of God bring.
神的命令存在我心，比我的仇敌有智慧。
You through your commandments make me wiser than my enemies.
我们仇敌是谁？
Who are our enemies?
就是魔鬼啊。
It's Satan.
信仰是一条旅程啊。
So faith is a journey.
开始啊，很重要。
The beginning is very important.
但是事情的终局强于事情的起头。
But the ending of this journey is more important than its beginning.
我们能够信耶稣，信到我死的那一天哦，这是最好的。
And it would be the most wonderful if we can believe in Christ till the day we die.
但是这个几十年过程啊，魔鬼设下很多的陷阱。
But during these decade-long journey, Satan put in a lot of traps.
特别在末世啊，这个魔鬼的工作更细腻。
And especially in the end times, his schemes are more deceiving.
那如果神的话在我们心里面。
But if God's words are within our hearts,
我们就比魔鬼更聪明了。
Then we will be wiser than our enemies.
那我们就不会掉在魔鬼设的陷阱里面。
Then we will not fall into these traps.
那我们天国路就30年、50年可以继续不断。
Then we can continue on this journey of faith.
所以如果我们的信仰要走到完一定要有神的话，我们才有属灵的智慧。
So in order for us to complete this journey of faith, we have to have the word of God within our hearts so that we can be wise.
所以有时候我们常常在想自己啊，或者听周围的信徒在讲啊，什么什么事情发生，我不去教会了，我怎么样了？
So sometimes we might hear other people say, so and so doesn't go to church anymore.
那如果我们有神的话在心里面，
if we have the word of God in our hearts,
我们就会想这一些。可能就是魔鬼设下的计谋。
Then we might consider that this is a trap laid out by Satan.
要借着周围的人让我们信仰软下来。
That through the people around us, he want to influence our faith.
我们看这99节。
Let's look at verse 99.
我比师父更通达。
More understanding than all my teachers.
当我们有神的话。
When we have the word of God.
我们比老师更通达。
We have more understanding than all our teachers.
所以我们受教育这么久，很多教我们的老师。
So we have been through the education system, and we have many teachers.
那这一些教我们的老师，如果我们懂得神的话，我们比他更聪明。
But if we have the word of God in our heart, then we have more understanding than them.
那100节。
Verse 100.
我比年老的更明白。
I understand more than the ancients.
人年纪大，经历很多世界上的事情。
When people grow older, they experience more in their lives.
所以我们常常听年纪大的人觉得说他人生看得很开。
So,
看得很开朗。
So that we might see some senior people, they have a lot of understandings.
但是不管他年纪多大。
But no matter how old they are.
你如果问他四个问题。
If you ask them four questions.
人是什么？
Who are people?
人从哪里来？
Where do people come from?
人往哪里去？
Where do people go?
人活着要做什么？
What's the purpose of living?
除非他明白圣经，没有一个人答得出来。
Unless they understand the word of Bible, otherwise they won't be able to answer these questions.
但是这个四个问题是人生最重要的问题。
But these are the four most important questions in life.
所以一个年纪大的人，看的世界很开朗的人，我们比他更聪明。
So for someone who's old and have a lot of understanding in this world, we understand more than them.
好，我们看102节。
Let's look at verse 102.
我没有偏离典章，因为你的教训我的路。
I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me.
什么叫做偏？
What does it mean to depart?
达不到目的就是偏。
When you cannot reach your end goal, that means you departed. And where's that goal?
我们的目的就是回到父那里去。
Our goal is to return to our heavenly Father.
这个是人生集中的追求。
This is our ultimate pursuit in life.
那一条路就是神的话。
And this path is the word of God.
所以如果我们懂得神的话，我们的生活方向不会偏。
So if we understand the word of God, then our way will not depart from this path.
那我们断气的时候，我们就到了。
And the day that we give up our last breath, then we will arrive.
我说为什么神的话要常常思想？
So why do we need to meditate often on the words of God?
因为这个会帮助我们调整我们的观念、想法，又影响我们怎么生活。
Because this will adjust the way we view life and will adjust how we live our lives.
好，我们看103节。
Let's look at verse 103.
你的言语在我上堂合成了甜美，在我的口中比蜜更甜。
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
很多人哈，每个人都很希望我们的心啊，充满着甜美。
Everyone wants their heart to be filled with sweetness.
但是当我们越深入世界，我们越发现这个里面不是甜美，是苦的。
But the more we live our lives, we feel that it's not sweet, but bitter.
因为世界里面有很多的不义跟罪，离开神越来越远。
Because there's a lot of injustice and sinfulness within the society.
但是当我们的心在神的话里面，
But if our heart is in the words of God,
我们的心就得到安慰，
then our hearts will be comforted.
我们的心就得到盼望，
we will have hope within our hearts.
我们的心就得到滋润，
and our heart will be nourished.
那这样我们的心就充满着甜美。
In that way, there will be sweetness in our hearts.
所以雅各书里面说，一切美善的恩赐，一切全备的赏赐，是从上头来的。
Therefore, the book of James tells us that all things that are good are from God.
从神来是美善的。
Whatever is from God is good.
从神来是全备的。
And is complete.
它是光。
God is light.
所以当我们在念神的话，
So when we're reading the words of God,
本来心里充满着黑暗。
Perhaps originally our hearts is filled with darkness.
神的话一照进来就光，暗就没有了。
But when the word of God shines in our hearts, then the darkness departs.
所以我们心充满着平安跟喜乐。
So that our hearts will be filled with joy and peace.
所以我们回到诗篇的第一篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇的第一篇。
Psalm chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想，这个人就有福了。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
他的福是什么？
And what is his blessing?
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
这个第三节他要像树栽于溪水旁。
So verse 3 it says that this person shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
而且他会按时结果。
And he will bring forth fruits in a season.
为什么会结果？
Why would he bear fruit?
因为在他的最深处他是跟溪水连在一起。
Because in his most deepest part, he's connected with the water.
我们的最深处在哪里？就是我们的心。
What is our deepest part? It's our heart.
如果我们的心紧紧跟神连在一起，
If our heart is closely connected to God,
神的生命会滋润我们的心。
Then the life from God will nourish our hearts.
所以主耶稣说，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So that's why Jesus tells us that the words I speak to you is spirit, is life.
主耶稣讲的话是灵。
So the words from Jesus is spirit.
我们有神的话，我们的心才会得到满足。
And when we have these words from God, we only then can we be satisfied.
因为人都有追求真理的心。
Because all men have the heart to pursue after truth.
那个真理就是神的话。
And this truth is the word of God.
所以神的话进到我们里面，我们的心就得到满足。
So when the words of God enter into our hearts, our hearts will be satisfied.
原来很多事情最后的答案就是主耶稣讲的话。
So a lot of answers to a lot of questions is the word of God.
所以我们从今以后就不再疑惑了。
So from then on, we don't need to doubt anymore.
我已经找到真理了。
We already found truth.
啊，人活着是为什么？
Why do people live?
就是要寻找神。
Is to seek God.
那最后就是要回到神那里去。
And in the end is to return back to God.
这个是我一生绝对要抓住的。
And so this is something that we need to grasp on within our life.
所以我们的心就得到很大的满足。
And only then can we receive the satisfaction in our hearts.
那神的话是生命。
And so the word of God is life.
我们属灵的生命有神的话才会更新。
And only when we have this word of God can our spiritual life renew.
什么是更新？
What does it mean to renew?
更新就是像主耶稣。
And it's to be like Christ.
所以越念神的话，我们的心就越来越更新。
So the more we read the word of God, the more we will renew.
所以主耶稣讲啊，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
So Lord Jesus says, I am the tree vine, and you I'm the tree and you're the vine.
如果离开我，你就不能做什么。
If you depart from me, then you cannot do anything.
但是如果这个树枝接在葡萄树上，
But if this branch is connected to the tree,
它就会多结果子。
Then it can bear fruit.
那我们怎么跟主耶稣连在一起呢？
Then how can we be connected to Christ?
就是昼夜思想神的话。
It's by meditating on his words day and night.
那主耶稣说，我讲的话已经把你修剪了。
And Jesus said, though my words have already pruned you.
让你能够结果子更多。
So that you can bear more fruit.
那这个到底是什么是修剪？
What does it mean to prune?
我们来看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音的第八章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 8.
第八章的十四节
Chapter 8 verse 14 Verse 14 Now the one that fell among thorns are those who when they have heard go out and are choked with cares, riches and pleasures of life and bring no fruit to maturity
十五节
Verse 15 But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who having heard the word with a noble and good heart keep it and bear fruit with patience
我们同一处于同一个教会。
So we belong to the same church.
我们在一起聚会。
We gather together to have service together.
我们读同一本圣经。
We read the same Bible.
但是每一个人在信仰生活的表现不一样。
But everyone's live a different life.
为什么？
Why is it?
这里就告诉我们，因为土地不一样。
And here it says because the soil is different.
就是我们的心不一样。
That means our hearts are different.
那有的人心是很好，但是信仰长不大。
Some people have a good heart, but their faith cannot grow.
因为他有荆棘。
Because there's thorns in their hearts.
荆棘是什么？
And what are thorns?
今生的思虑、钱财还有宴乐。
It's cares, riches, and pleasures of life.
所以有时候我们常常用世界上的观念在想，这个是神的祝福。
So a lot of times we use a worldly perspective and think that these are blessings from God.
但是如果我们没有谨慎，这个是荆棘。
But if we're not careful, then these become thorns.
生活很快乐，钱财很多，这个是荆棘。
That these pleasures and riches become thorns to our lives.
还有今生的思虑。
Also cares of this life.
吃什么，穿什么，喝什么，这些事情。
What do I eat? What do I drink? What do I wear?
所以当我们一直在思想神的话，
So if we always meditate on the words of God,
然后用这个好像一面镜子来反省我们自己，
And we use the word of God as a mirror to reflect upon ourselves,
那我们一直把荆棘把它修剪，
And we cut off the thorn,
那我们的生命就越来越丰盛。
Then our life will become more and more abundant.
生活就结满的果子。
Then we will be able to bear fruit.
所以我们是一棵溪水旁的树。
So we are a tree by the river.
我们心的最深处要跟神连在一起。
And so within our deepest part, we have to be connected to God.
那个方法就是喜爱神的话，昼夜思想。
And the method is to meditate, to delight on the word of God and to meditate it day and night.
我们看第二个例子。
Let's look at a second example.
以西结书是七章。
The book of Ezekiel.
以西结书的是七章。
chapter 47.
47章的第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 47 verse
1. 请读。
Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple, flowing towards the east, for the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar.
以西结书有两个殿。
So within the book of Ezekiel mentions two temples.
第一个殿是所罗门盖的殿。
The first temple is the one that was built by King Solomon.
那个是物质的。
That was a physical, tangible temple.
就被拆掉了。
And that temple was torn down.
因为神的荣耀离开这个殿。
Because God's glory left that temple.
那到四十七章以后，这是第二个殿。
And starting from chapter 47, it mentions a second temple.
这个是属灵的真教会。
This is the spiritual true church.
那这个殿建在高山上。
And this temple was built on a high place.
那如果我们看第一节哦，这个殿的面是朝东。
And so we look at verse 1, we see that the temple faces towards the east.
然后有水往东流出去。
And there's water flowing towards the east.
所以这个水就是活水，就是圣灵，是从殿出来的。
This water is the living water, it's the Holy Spirit. It comes out from the temple.
所以为什么我们这么的明确了解我们教会是真的是圣经里面的一个教会。
So how is it that we're so sure that our church is this true church?
因为身体要有灵魂。
Because the body needs a spirit.
那个灵魂就是圣灵。
And the spirit is the Holy Spirit.
像这个殿面向东，然后水从东边流出来。
And so the temple faces east and the water flows out.
好，那这个水流出来以后那我们每个人像什么？
And after the water flows out, what about us?
我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
请。
Verse 12. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither and their fruits will not fail.They will bear fruit every month because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for medicine.
这个十二节讲树的两旁长满河的两旁长满各样的树。
So in verse 12 it says that along the river, bank of the river on this side and that will grow all kinds of trees.
果实可以做食物。
And their fruit will be for food.
然后叶子不枯干。
And their leaves will not wither.
果子不断绝。
And their fruit will not fail.
那这个水就是圣灵。
And this water is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们好像一棵树，我们的心跟神的灵连在一起。
So we're like these trees. Our heart is connected to God.
所以有时候我们在想到底我有没有被圣灵充满？
So sometimes we think, am I filled with the Holy Spirit?
圣灵充满不是用祷告大声小声来判断。
And we do not judge whether we have the fullness of the Holy Spirit by how loud we pray.
也不是用身体震动厉害不厉害来判断。
And we don't judge it by whether how much we move when we pray either.
圣灵充满最后的表现就是有没有结果子。
And how we know if we're filled by the Holy Spirit is whether we bear fruit.
所以加拉太书里面圣灵的果子有九种的表现。
And so in the book of Galatians, it mentions nine characteristics of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
第一个是仁爱。
First is love.
很有爱心。
To have love.
再来就是喜乐。
And second is joy.
第三个就是和平和睦。
And third.Is peace.
我们这样一直算下去，九个表现。
And we continue to count their nine characteristics.
那如果我们生活都有这个九个表现
，And if we bear these nine characteristics in our daily life,
我们是一棵非常可贵的树。
Then we will be a very valuable tree.
你想想看如果你在庭院里面种一棵树，有九种的果子。
So imagine you have a tree in your yard and it bears nine fruits.
那每个果子都结得很好。
And these fruits look very beautiful.
那一棵树是你家里的宝贝。
then this tree will be a treasure within your household.
因为每一个月都会结果子啊。
Because it bears fruit every month.
哦，而且它会按时结果。
And it bears fruit without fail.
所以随着月，冬天、春天，它结不同的果子。
And in winter and summer, it bears different type of fruit.
哦，所以这一棵树就是你，这一棵树就是我。
And this tree is you and I.
哦，所以主耶稣在讲啊，我们是树，要结果子。
So, the Bible tells us that we are this tree, we have to bear fruit.
我们从小的方向来想啊，我们的存在有没有带给我们的家庭是一种享受？
And so let's first consider, does our existence of ourselves, does it bring pleasure to our household?
如果我们的存在是我们家庭的一种享受，我们就是我们家庭的宝贝。
If our existence within our family brings pleasure to our family, then we are a treasure to our family.
我们的家人都可以享受，我们的生活充满着爱心。
And our family can enjoy this love that we bring.
我们的家庭充满着喜乐。
And our family will be filled with joy.
我们的家庭很平安，很和睦。
Our family will be filled with peace.
这真的是很宝贵啊。
And this is valuable.
那教会里面如果有信徒会结果子，
and within the church, if the members can bear fruit,
那这个教会哦，有很多的我们会享受在一起的时间，
and we will be able to enjoy these time together.
因为这个果实可以让别人来享用，
because our fruit can be enjoyed by the others.
所以我们今天已经得圣灵。
So today we have already received the Holy Spirit.
但是我们有没有被圣灵充满？
But are we filled by the Holy Spirit?
然后我们自己要想，我们是不是有结果子？
So we have to reflect upon ourselves. Am I bearing fruit?
所以如果这个树扎于溪水旁，它就会结果子。
So if our tree is planted by the river, it will bear fruit.
那这个结果子是很自然的，不是勉强的。
And for us to bear fruit, it comes naturally.
当这个树的生命很成熟的时候，它自然会结果子，你也不能叫它没有不结果子。
And when the tree becomes mature, it will naturally bear fruit. You cannot force it to not bear fruit.
所以信仰如果被勉强的哦，你会真的很信得很辛苦。
So if someone's faith is forced, then it will be very difficult.
但是如果是真的很自然的结这个果子，我们觉得信仰是一种很大的享受。
But if this faith is true, then and comes naturally, then you will feel that this is a lot of enjoyment.
那如果我们看再回来看以西结书的四十七章。
If we look back at Ezekiel chapter 47,
的十二节最后。
At the latter part of verse 12.
叶子不枯干，然后每月结新果。那最后一句话，树上的果子必作食物，叶子为治病。这个叶子可以治病。
Their leaves will not wither, and then they bear fruit every month. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine.
这个叶子代表什么？
What are these leaves?
代表一个人的生命力。
It's about the life of a person.
所以你看一棵树啊，
vitality of a person.
看一棵树啊，如果树叶开始枯干了， so, 这个可能快要死掉了。
So if you see that the leaves are starting to wither, that means they're about to die.
但如果它生命力很强，你会看到虽然太阳很热，但是它还是绿油油的，然后这个生命力很强。
So if the tree is full of vitality, even though the sun is shining on it, it will still be very lively.
那这个叶子会治病。
And this leaves can be used for medicine.
那这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
我们看当时保罗跟巴拿巴被关到监牢里面。
So when Paul and Barnabas was put into prison,
他在监牢里面唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
They were in the prison singing, praying, giving praise to God.
然后众囚犯都侧耳而听。
And all the other prisoners will listen attentively to them.
如果一个人被关到监牢里面，你可以想象他非常的绝望，他非常的痛苦。
So if a person is put into prison, we can imagine that they would probably feel helpless and hopeless.
那这个监牢是什么？
And what is this prison?
不一定是真正的监牢。
It might not be a physical prison.
哦、有的就是被疾病关住了，绑住了。
Sometimes this prison could be an illness.
有的是被患难绑住了。
Or a difficulty that traps us.
哦哦，那当这个患难疾病绑住了，你就可以看到人很自然的表现，就是很绝望，很痛苦。
And when people are grasped by the sickness or difficulty, sometimes you see that they are in anguish.
哎，但是今天关了两个人不一样啊，他在监牢里面他可以唱诗祷告赞美神。
But for Paul and Barnabas, they were different. When they were in prison, they were able to sing and praise God.
所以保罗这个巴拿巴在监牢里面那一种平安跟喜乐，就是其他的人的一个目标，一个盼望。
So, this joy and peace that Paul and Barnabas had when they were in prison, that's something we need to look upward to.
所以如果我们看到一个人非常痛苦，
So we see someone in suffering.
那通过我们跟这个人的接触，
And we interact with them.
会让他感觉到得到希望，会让他感觉到平安跟喜乐。
If through our interaction we can allow, help them to feel love and joy.
那我们的树叶，我们属灵的生命力就可以医治他的痛苦。
Then our vitality and our spirit, our leaf will be able to help them.
对呀，信耶稣应该是很平安、很喜乐的。
It's true that believing in Christ should be something joyful.
我也要跟你一样。
I want to be like you.
从今多多祷告。
And today, from today onward, I'll pray more.
当他开始决心祷告。
And when they made a determination to pray.
过了一段时间，问题还没有解决，但是你发现他的生活就充满着平安跟喜乐。
After a while, even though their difficulty might be still there, but their life would be filled with peace.
所以前面那个信徒，他的属灵生命力就医治了后面这个信徒他的苦难。
So this first believer who had these leaves.Help the second believer who was in suffering.
那这个就是一个会结果子的树。
And this first believer would be someone who's fruit bearing.
要种在溪水旁。
And they're planted by the river.
要被圣灵充满。
And they're filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们再来看耶利米书十七章。
Let's turn to Book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书的十七章。
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 17.
十七章，我们看第七节跟第八节。
Let's look at verse 7 and 8.
请读。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its root by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
这个第三。棵树它也是种在溪水旁。
This third tree is also planted by the waters.
那这棵树是什么？
And what is this tree?
第七节。
Verse 7.
依靠神为，以神为可靠的人。
It's one who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord.
神真的是可以靠的。
And the Lord is trustworthy.
第一个，神是我们的父亲。
First, he's our heavenly father.
他爱我们，比我们生我们的父母更爱我们。
He loves us more than our earthly parents.
但是这个父亲跟我们的父亲不一样。
But this father, heavenly father, is different from our earthly father.
他是全能的神。
He's the almighty God.
没有一件事情做不到。
There's nothing that he cannot do.
所以神真的是可以依靠的。
So he really is trustworthy.
所以生活中遇到困难这是难免的。
And it's natural for us to face difficulties in our lives.
但是如果我们懂得依靠神，
But if we know to rely on him,
我们的心跟神连在一起，
And our heart is connected with God,
或者神充满在我们里面，
Or God fills our hearts,
我们就能够在患难当中， 真的结果子，
Then we will be able to bear fruit even when we're in suffering.
所以， 约瑟， 又生了两个儿子。
So Joseph had two sons.
一个叫做马拉西，一个叫以法莲。
One is Manasseh and the other Ephraim.
一个是神让我昌盛。
And one is God allows me to be prosperous.
第二个是神让我忘记的苦难。
And the second means God allowed me to forget my sufferings.
哦，所以约瑟有神同在。
So Joseph had the abiding God with him.
约瑟确实是很辛苦。
He had a very he had a lot of suffering.
有神同在，那个苦难就忘掉了。
But because God abided with him, so he forgot his suffering.
所以，如果我们的心一直停留在过去的苦难里面，脱不出来。
So if our heart dwells in the past and dwells in the pain of suffering,
怎么讲都是讲过去的苦难。
And we keep on talking about these sufferings.
是因为我们的心没有被神充满。
And that would be because our heart is not yet filled by God.
这个是可以改变的。
And this can be changed.
通过我们对神的信靠。
And through our reliance in God.
通过我们对神的交托。
Through our trusting in God.
那这个过去的我们就充满着甜美。
And after the suffering is past, we will be filled with sweetness.
因为神的国就是公义、平安、喜乐。
Because the kingdom of God is justice, is righteousness, and is joy.
神的国在哪里？
Where is the kingdom of God?
主耶稣说，神的国就在你心里。
And Lord Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within our hearts.
所以信仰要追求什么？
So what do we pursue after within our
faith? 真的不要一直想信仰就是要追求发财 prosperity, 还有肉体的平安，不只是这样而已。
So let's not think that we pursue after prosperity or physical health.
信仰要让我们生命丰盛。
Our faith is to allow us to have an abundant life.
像我们一棵果树多结果子。
So we can be like a tree bearing lots of fruit.
让周围的人来享受，让神得到荣耀，让我们自己也来蒙福。
So that the people around us can enjoy our fruit, God can be glorified, and we can be blessed.
上师。
Blessing him.
272.
272.